on to another very special edition of the Music City Audible, a Tennessee Titans podcast live during the NFL draft. I'm your host, Justin Graver, full-time NFL podcast producer for Odyssey, and joining me as always, the managing editor of Titan Sized, publisher for NFL Draft on SI, the Yada Yada King, my co-host, Justin Mello. Justin, the Raiders pick is in. Goodell is walking to the podium to announce it. That means the Jets are officially on the clock. Let's see if the late betting action that pointed towards Arvell Reese ends up being correct, or if the favorite of the last couple weeks, David Bailey, ends up being the pick. It could have a massive implication on what the Titans do with their own pick or what happens right before they pick. So, Fernando Mendoza is the pick for the Raiders. No surprise there. Yeah, how's it going, Justin?
I'm doing well, doing well. I just saw that, so I don't know if my TV is like 5 seconds behind yours. Probably not, but Someone asked me what's on tap. It's a very interesting. This is a strawberry pineapple sour ale. So I was going to get a triple or quadruple IPA, and then I literally said, wait a second, that might get me a little tipsy, and I got to write tonight. So I decided to go with something a little bit lighter.
Funny.
This is very obscure. Yes, you are correct. Kieran already got to hit the thing, I guess.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Kieran with a $5 Aussie super chat. Beautiful Friday morning here in Australia. Excited to finally catch a stream. Glad that we're doing this at the time we did so that you could be here. Kieran, we are live here just sort of hanging out, waiting, reacting. I have some final thoughts I could share, you know, right before the time is up forever. We do have one other super chat. Oh my goodness gracious. It came in before we even started. Just a 99 cent little tip from Johnny Bucks. No comment attached. We got another one. Oh my goodness gracious. Wow. Matt Clark, you guys make my week every week. Let's grab love from your lips to God's ears, Matt. All right, I'll tell you guys what's going on. I spent the afternoon after we hopped off our morning stream, Justin, making my Jeremiah Love hype video. It's 4.5 minutes long. I really, really, really want to post it. If the Titans don't take Love, I might just post it and say, this is for you, Cardinals fans, I guess. It's not for us anymore. Or, you know, Brian Baldinger on the pregame show, pre-draft show, not pregame, said that the Commanders are trying to trade up to 3 for Jeremiah Love. The Commanders, who have 1 day 2 pick, are they willing to give up a 2027 pick to go get a running back? Possibly. That would suck for us, but it would mean Arvell Reese or David Bailey, we're about to find out which one, could fall to the Titans. If one of those guys falls, I hope it's Arvell Reese. And I wouldn't be upset. Like, I would not be mad if Arvell Reese was the pick. I'd be disappointed that months of hyping up Love was all for nothing. I'd be upset that we didn't talk more about Arvell Reese over the last 3 months, since it's been so assumed that he wouldn't be there at 4. If David Bailey is the guy there, man, I'm going to have to talk myself into it. That's just how I feel.
Well, let's see if Bailey or Reese goes here, but you got to hit the thing. Johnny Bucks come through with another one. The $4.99 super chat tip. So many streams. One obvious choice. We love you, Johnny Bucks. We appreciate it. Living up to his name, Johnny Bucks with the $5 super chat tip. And 3 minutes here for the Jets. Looks like they're on the phone. I mean, looks like Arvell Reese is smiling in the green room based on what they're showing on the screen. Am I incorrect? Is that not a smile on Arvell Reese's face?
That very well could be a hint towards Arvell Reese, who I put in my final scored by the Huddle Report mock draft. It would be a significant, oh my goodness gracious, a significant leg up on the competition if I'm able to get this Arvell Reese pick right to start things off. But I also think it really hurts our chances of getting Jeremiah Love. Shout out to you, Jason Pratt. Jason Pratt, we've known for years and years through the online interwebs, a longtime Music City Miracle reader and commenter. He's part of our MCM migration to Twitter. Thank you so much for the support.
Broadway Sports alum as well was with us, you know, supporting Broadway Sports when we launched that. Thank you, Jason. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do. Thank you, Pratt. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is, oh my goodness gracious, for real. Gary Soto with his second $50 tip of the day.
Wow.
Gary, you're keeping the lights on here at the Music City Audible. You are MC Audible Army General Commander Numero Uno, and we really do appreciate you.
The Audible Army's out in full force tonight.
Oh my goodness gracious. You guys are super generous. He is Michael. I figured it out. He is Michael. Simply because we all love you guys. Let's celebrate. The draft is finally here. That's funny. Funny little use of the all caps love there. And we appreciate it. We love you guys. We do this for you guys. Like, we weren't even going to do this. Yeah, Gary Soto.
Instead of Two Rivers Ford, it's brought you by Gary Soto.
It is the he is the presenting sponsor of tonight's show. But yeah, anyway, and we're doing this for you guys.
I had an equally hard time reading "He is Michael" when it's so easy to read. For some reason, I was reading like, "Is it Heisenberg? Is it like about Breaking Bad?" But no, it's just "He is Michael." We appreciate that. Here we go. I don't know what this pick is. I haven't had it spoiled. I haven't had nothing. I haven't looked at the phone because I don't want the phone.
David Bailey!
Is it?
Sorry, am I ahead of you?
You're ahead of me by like... Wait. David Bailey. That's how far ahead of me you are. So you
okay, I'm
going to
pause my TV for 30 seconds so that we are synced, even if that means that I find out the Titans pick 30 seconds later than the rest of the world. I want to be synced with you because I didn't mean to do that. Apparently, I did it to the chat, too. Are you guys not... Oh, are you guys on ES... You're watching the network, aren't you, Justin? I'm on the NFL Network.
I'm actually, I guess, technically on ESPN. I didn't even notice that I'm on ESPN.
Ooh, maybe ESPN is delayed. Okay, I'm going to press play here. We'll see how far off we are when the Cardinals either pick or trade. Wow, they did it. They went David Bailey. So the national guys were right all along. The local guys were not... That's something interesting for sure. Dang, I don't know if I have any chance to win the huddle report because so many people have Bailey there.
I had Bailey in the huddle report, so that's good for me.
Because the problem with this isn't that I miss pick two, it's that I now miss pick two and three, whereas most people are going to get both of those right. That's a huge blow to my chances.
It depends, because if the cards go love, like I've got a trade up to three for Arvell Reese. So that's where those people will be split, right?
Very true. Man, that is pretty cool. All right, this is the do or die moment. It's also interesting if Arvell Reese, I mean, what are the chances that Reese and Love are both there? And what would Mike Borgonzi do in that situation? You got to think he'd take the premium position.
There's no way they're both there, right? Like, this has got to be one of them.
Oh my goodness gracious. I really thought he was going to walk up there and say Arvell Reese. Wampu5, who dropped a super chat this morning with another $4 super chat. Very intentional. Channel the love, gravy. I'm channeling. I am so nervous to find out if I've been steering you guys in the wrong direction for literally 2 months. It was February 26th that I had the vision. It was February 27th that we did the show where I shared the vision. My vision was of right now. It was this moment that I felt like I was living in 2 months ago.
A $5 Canadian super chat up my way, my neck of the woods from Daryl B. 1967. Thanks for all the hard work, boys. Where are you located, Daryl? Drop a comment below. As a fellow Canadian, I'd love to know.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I'm so scared.
They 3 minutes. Even put... You must. I mean, my thing says 3 minutes. You must be nervous.
They haven't even put the Cardinals clock up yet. They're still on.
For me, it's at 3 minutes on ESPN.
For NFL Network, they're still showing Jets selection David Bailey. So we got another one, Justin. You guys. Oh my goodness gracious. You guys are
the
coming
Titan
through.
Pig. What a great name.
Extremely, extremely hard. We appreciate you guys. Love all day, says Titan Pig.
You guys have been so generous today. It's greatly appreciated.
I do agree with this comment from Alex. Justin, we are going to draft Chance Warmack. I'm not sure if he's talking to me or you. And Daryl is in Calgary, Justin.
Oh, wow. Far away from me, Daryl, but I'd love to venture out there one day. I know I've heard it's beautiful. Very beautiful. Brad Treliving ruined both of our teams, Daryl, the Flames and the Leafs. Can you imagine that?
I am as nervous as you, Retro. Trade or no trade?
If the Cardinals don't trade this pick, it might be love, and you might cry. You might see a grown man cry live on the stream.
I don't know. I think that the Jets taking Bailey was the best case scenario, because I think the Cardinals are more likely to take Reese. 2 minutes left. They must be working the phones hard. They're hammering out the final details. They're like, we got Kansas City on the other line, Jerry. Kansas City's offering a 27 first, Jerry. What?
Daryl grew up 15 minutes from me. Shout out. That's awesome, Daryl. That's great.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's a second Aussie tip of the night.
Wow, from Diego. Reese is coming. Watching always from Melbourne, Australia. I don't agree with the comment, but I appreciate that you watch always, and thank you for the super chat. Another one. Oh, my goodness gracious. Ken Miller says, Borgo is a top 100 picks guy. Think he trades down. Look, I don't disagree. I don't think he will have a trade offer to move down unless Reese makes it. We are inside of 115 on the clock. What does your clock say?
That's a good way to say it.
The pick is in, so they're picking.
The Cardinals are picking, it looks like.
Oh, my God.
This might be Jeremiah Love, and Graver's going to cry live on camera.
The amount of nervousness I feel to find out if they were serious about we're going to stick and pick Love or not is making my stomach twist. Oh, my God. That means the Titans are on the clock. That means the Titans know who was picked.
Yeah, they do.
If this is Jeremiah Love, I'm calling a trade down. Oh my God, Justin, they can't do this to us, bro. They cannot do this to us. I will literally hate
this. Just take Arvel Reese. He might be the best player in the draft. I'm not going to freak out like you will.
That's fair. I just want to be right more than anything else in the world. I can't believe they would take a running back at 3 after signing Algier, after having a terrible...
James Conner.
Yeah, and having a terrible team. Like, they're not going to be competitive on his rookie contract.
They might be... If they do it, this is Ashton Jeanty, Raiders, last year. Like, it's worse than the Titans doing it, for sure.
Absolutely it is worse. I'm going to be in my feelings in a minute, dude.
Yeah, for me, like, I don't know who it is yet, right? Like, you don't know
I don't
who
either.
It is. I don't know who this is. Goodell's walking to the podium right now for me.
Okay, you are slightly ahead of me now. I'm going to bump ahead.
All right, let's see who this is. I won't say anything until you react, I guess. I'm about to find out right this second. Wow.
Wow. So the Cardinals took Jeremiah Love. And the Titans are now on the clock. And I actually do think that they're going to trade this pick, but we'll see. I would be equally expecting them to take Arvel Reese. I'm going to have to catch up on Arvel Reese. I mean, I've watched a little bit, but I'm not going to lie to you and say I spent a ton of time watching him. Man, this is the worst feeling.
Wow. I'm going to guess the owner made the call.
I am too. I think that that's 100% accurate. And now we can go on. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am distraught. I'm upset. I'm angry. I don't know why the Cardinals think they need to be this team that just like takes Jeremiah Love. Like they think that that's something they should just do. I guess dreams were made to die.
Wow, look at Cheem here.
Wow. Oh my goodness gracious. I mean, what the heck are the Cardinals going to do with Jeremiah Love besides nothing. Suck? This is gonna undo all the arguments that we've been making for why he's worth a pick here, because he's going to look terrible on that team.
Probably. Yeah, they're going to be really – they got no right tackle, no quarterback. They're probably going to be bad, I imagine. He's going to be a workhorse. You know, like he's going to be a – wow.
I need to issue a formal apology to the Audible Army for what I have led you guys, leading you astray for months. Obviously, I was right that Jeremiah Love was worth picking this high because he just got picked this high. But obviously, I was wrong to connect him to the Titans for all these weeks when clearly he is not a Titan. I'm with Topher. I dislike the Cardinals more than the Colts now. You telling me that Cam Ward's incredible comeback fourth quarter game-winning drive, this is the result? This is the result? The Cardinals get Jeremiah Love out of it? If that's the case, I'd go back in time and lose that game. Although I will say, if the Titans had the third pick and the Cardinals had the fourth pick, if the Titans take Reese, I would say that winning that game wouldn't have changed the picks, because if the Titans were picking three and the Cardinals picking four, with Reese on the board, I feel like the Titans would take Reese.
Yeah, true. The Titans might have gone Reese anyway.
We did not trade the pick, Justin. The pick is
I didn't
in.
Think they would.
I guess nobody wants to come up, I guess, is the way it is. Just nobody actually wants to be coming up. I am so upset, dude.
I just had the pick spoiled for me.
Oh, wow. Well, don't say anything. Let's react.
No, I won't.
$1 for each stage of grief from the Great Witch.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
$5 Super Chat. Thank you so much, the Great Witch. I had a freaking celebration song I was going to play. Man. Appreciate you, Kevin. Oh, boy. It's got to be Arvel Reese. If it's anyone but Arvel Reese, I'll accept Carnell Tate. I don't want to draft Carnell Tate at four, but I'm not upset if they do that. But yeah, this has got to be. I mean, there's no way this isn't Reese, right? Look at them. They're high-fiving, they're hugging. They're like, can you believe this guy actually fell to us? We should be pretty hyped if it's Reese, I feel like. Look at me. Look at the cope. This is the cope happening in real time. I am coping hard here, turning my misery into excitement for potentially the best player in the draft. I know we say Jeremiah Love is that, and he could be too. I don't want Sonny Styles, but like, look, it's not like Sonny Styles wouldn't be an exciting addition to the defense. It's just not a very good use of resources. Not that Jeremiah Love necessarily would have been either. Dalen wants Styles so little that he will stop becoming a Titans fan if the team drafts Sonny Styles here. It's not that serious. I mean, Sonny Styles, profile-wise, could be the defensive rookie of the year easy. I mean, linebacker is a position where drafted top five, guys win that award, especially if none of these rookie pass rushers have close to double-digit sacks. I mean, Styles is an impact player.
You watching, Graver? Because they're about to announce it.
Here he comes. What?
Yep.
What?
Wow. Wide receiver. Carnell Tate.
You know what that means? That means they would have taken Jeremiah freaking Love, dude. 100% they would have taken Love. They're going offense. I mean, we could throw a party for this. Screw it, Justin. We got the music queued up.
Right? Wow.
That is actually shocking.
I'm pretty shocked too.
I think Tate was like, I never expected it to be Tate. I just never expected it to be Tate.
Wow.
Over Reese. The league doesn't like Reese. All right, I'm going to listen to DJ for a sec, and then we'll analyze his pick. Oh, look at him making plays against my Longhorns. We got a super chat. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Help the quarterback, baby.
Absolutely.
Help the quarterback. Wow. I am stunned. Wow. I am stunned, but in a fun way.
Let's break it down. Carnell Tate, how does he fit on this team? Obviously, he is their X receiver, the one we've been talking about for a long time. They need an X receiver. Carnell Tate, first receiver off the board over Jordan Tyson, despite all the hype recently. They get their guy in Carnell Tate as the wide receiver one. Definitely an outside X receiver. I don't know if anyone's watching NFL Network. Daniel Jeremiah just talked about his ability to beat press coverage. He's a contested catch monster, an absolute ball winner. 50-50 balls? Nah, more like 80-20 with Carnell Tate. I don't know if he has the highest ceiling because he doesn't have all of that ability to change the game in one play. I mean, he does. Not on the level of a Ja'Marr Chase or a Justin Jefferson. He doesn't have that same run after. He doesn't break tackles. If he catches the ball with space in front of him, he can eat up grass and pick up yards after catch. But he doesn't evade tackles. He doesn't really break tackles. So that's where things aren't always so clean with him in terms of the evaluation to a wide receiver one status. But man, I can't be upset with this pick. You want to talk about helping out Cam Ward? What was the argument that we shot down that Mina Kimes made? A wide receiver one helps a quarterback way more than a running back does. And here we go. I mean, they got a guy that they believe in. Did we hit this super chat from Sheem, by the way? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hang on. I want to listen to Tate's interview.
Can you show us how you had her name inscribed on the inside of your jacket? And as you're showing us, how did she help you achieve your dreams that you wanted to achieve, but there were also her dreams?
Yeah, my mom, she's my everything. She's my rock. She's my world. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. She sacrificed everything for me.
I know she'd be so proud tonight,
Carnell. Tate met Cam Ward when he did his 30 visit to Tennessee and talked about meeting him and how cool it was. Walmart man, at least Tate is the best dressed so far. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't think we hit this one either. From Dream to Nightmare from Johnny.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't think we hit this one either. From Pen is 6917. I love you both, but this one is for Graver. Thank you for the awesome content and all the hard work. Keep that chin up, Graver. It's not lost on me that this is a 69 version of 69, at least here in this super chat for 690. Justin, I gave my thoughts on Tate. You haven't really, I mean, I know you are writing articles for Titan Size and all that.
I'm literally writing an article, but yeah, I'll try. I mean, I love, look, invest in your quarterback, right? Jeremiah Love wasn't there. They could have gone with a defender, but it's all about Cam Ward. I'm not genuinely sad, Atlas, not at all. I mean, if Cam Ward is what this franchise needs to invest in, right? Like, if this team goes anywhere in the next couple of years, it's because of Cam Ward. So I've got no issue on this team. I mean, Ken, second best receiver on his college team. I mean, he was playing with what people are calling a generational wide receiver in Jeremiah Smith. Like one of the best college receivers we have probably ever seen. It's not the knock that you think it is. So
give me one sec, Mello. I'm pulling Carnell Tate from Rich Eisen last week where he talked about meeting Cam Ward. So I'm going to play it for our audience. So I know you're writing, but if you can't talk, then I'm just going to sit here in silence. But if you can filibuster for a minute, that would be great. I don't know. You can hit the super chat. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sorry, Graber, did you say something?
Yeah, you didn't hear me?
No, I'm trying to write.
We appreciate everyone being here. Here's the deal. I'm trying to cut a clip of Carnell Tate from the Rich Eisen show talking about meeting Cam Ward, and we have
you
a $100
really big super chat.
We have a $100 super chat from College Boy Crushed, but I have MCA.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Monster donation here from College Boy. We really appreciate you, man. I'm crushed too, but I think Carnell Tate is a pretty awesome consolation prize. I don't think Titans fans should be upset. What would have made me upset is if they passed on Love for somebody else. They didn't even have the chance to take him. You can't be up. You can't really be upset. I mean, I you can, but you can't at least be upset with the Titans, I guess. It's a little bit of a consolation.
Right, like they wasn't their choice. I mean, well, like they didn't pass on Love, right? Which is what you would have had a tough time stomaching.
Chiefs trade to six.
Oh, wow.
Wow. An angry fetus. We ain't dropping passes in this house. That's true. Zero drops last year for Carnell Tate. A contested catch rate near 75%. Like literally not a 50-50 ball, a 75-25 ball. Statistically, this guy is a down the field weapon. He's an X receiver who can beat press coverage. I hope he can be a legitimate wide receiver one, 13 to 1600 yard guy, depending on how many passing yards the offense has and what other weapons you have. I think he is a great compliment to Wandale Robinson and to Calvin Ridley, who Calvin Ridley can play that Z spot now. He can be the move guy off the line of scrimmage, get him in motion, and keep him away from press coverage. Obviously, Carnell Tate's got to translate to the NFL, but he comes in with the skill set to be your go-to receiver. And the best part about it, I think, is the timeline and the age factor. He's another young player. Him and Cam Ward have a chance to grow together coming into the league 1 year behind the 1 year, obviously apart. Chim Dike is not a nobody. Elik Iyemanner is good depth. Chim Dike is still an all-pro special teamer and potentially your wide receiver four. I'm in on this. I mean, it would have been hard for me to not like the pick. Like, Sonny Styles or tackle is probably the only picks I wouldn't have liked. When you got Arvel Reese and Carnell Tate on the board, you're getting a good player. And that's what we've said this whole time, is that you're going to get a good player at four, even if it isn't Jeremiah Love. Oh my goodness gracious. Ken Miller, this one's for gravy. Love the work, guys. Keep it up. We appreciate you, Ken. The super chat. You guys are just, oh my goodness gracious. Really making me feel better about the Titans not getting Jeremiah Love. Hunter 10, not sure I saw this coming, but won't be disappointed. Adding a weapon. Like to see helping Cam. Thank you, Justins, for the best Titans content. Thank you for being here. If you're here and you're not subscribed, I don't know what you're doing. Hit that subscribe button. Remember to like this stream. Send it to a friend. Say, this is my favorite Titans podcast. Look at these guys crash out over the fact that we didn't take Jeremiah Love because we didn't have the chance. I really want to get this Carnell Tate interview. Like, I want to play this for you guys. Justin, are you in a spot? Oh, the Giants took Arvel Reese.
I mean, I don't blame them.
Where does he fit? I guess if they trade Thibodeau, but they still
truly
have Abdul Carter.
Yeah, good point. They probably and Brian Burns. They probably end up trading Thibodeau.
Arvel Reese is an off-ball linebacker for them, right? Kind of.
Unless maybe I could see them trading Thibodeau.
Yeah, but they still have Brian Burns and Abdul Carter. Like, they have two starting edge players. Can you filibuster for a minute or two? Or are you still on duty here?
Well, I mean, of course I'm on duty. I'm writing a 400-word article. I started 5 minutes ago.
Oh man, you got a lot to write. I mean, you weren't prepared. None of us were prepared. You didn't have your Carnell Tate column pre-written. You might have had it.
No, I did not. what did you gonna? You're gonna ask me something or?
Well, I just want to get this Carnell Tate clip cut. I have the full 4 minute interview with him on Rich Eisen, which I guess I could
understand.
Play.
We're hanging out here. I don't think they're being too harsh on.
All right, you guys, pay attention to the draft for a moment, unless they're going to commercial. No, they're not. All right, pay attention to the draft for a moment, and we will be right back. And if you're listening to us on audio, this is a great spot for us to take a break. All right, we'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We talk about mental health more openly now, but asking for help can still feel hard, and BetterHelp's latest research confirms it.
BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from actually doing so. What can we as a society do to close this gap between believing in mental health support and actually seeking it out?
Well, we can start by encouraging each other to seek support when we need it. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should know that BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform.
All you have to do to get started is fill out a short questionnaire, and BetterHelp takes care of matching you with a therapist. The best part? If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from any of BetterHelp's tailored recommendations.
Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Yeah, I was expecting the Browns to trade this pick to the Chiefs. That doesn't shock me at all. But it's interesting, with Cardale Tate not on the board, I wonder who the Chiefs are coming up for. I guess Arvell Reese.
No, the Giants took Reese.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I guess Bane, Tyson? I don't know who this could be.
Mauinoa, Bane, Tyson,
yeah.
Or Delane. Get in front of Washington and take Delane. They need a corner as much badly as anybody. I could see any of those positions being the pick. Okay, Justin, I have the Cardale Tate clip cut. I'm exporting it now. And we're going to play it on the show in a second. All right, guys, you want to hear Cardale Tate talk about meeting Cam Ward?
Absolutely.
And that was working out was the Titans.
Okay, so did you meet Cam Ward?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what sort of conversations you have with him in Tennessee, Cardale?
He was just telling me enjoy the process, asking where I'm at in the process and where I'm at in the business as far as that. And he was just saying enjoy the process, bro. It only happens once in a lifetime, so just enjoy and have fun with it.
It's not easy to enjoy it, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Great guy, I think. I mean, Ryan Day was on the set pre-draft, talking about all of his guys and, you know, just loves the competitive toughness that Cardale Tate brings. Asked him, like,
by the way, I saw a bit of Nick Saban's pre-draft comments, and he was putting him up on the screen, and he said, oh, my Lord, like, this guy, look at the way he goes get the ball. Like, Nick Saban was very complimentary of Cardale Tate.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Shout out Sir Kendall the Yapper for the super chat. I guess we start the Kewin Lacy train. Yeah, why not? Next year, grab your playmaker. We're gonna do this all over again next year, Justin. hopefully, like, the Titans aren't picking high enough that becomes even a talking point. It's like, oh yeah, he's a great pick at 25 overall or whatever. Here's the thing that's gonna be hard for me is to, like, not root for Jeremiah Love, because throughout this process, I feel like he's my guy. You know, like, he is my guy. Have a Cope drink on me, Graver.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Says Shad 05999 super chat. You know what? I appreciate that. Maybe I will. That's really nice of you. You guys are the best. We have the best audience. I can't imagine
really
a podcast.
We really, really
has
do.
A better audience than us.
Cardale Tate's from Chicago. I don't think I knew that.
I agree with this. The comment I saw a bit ago that said, "This may not have been Love, but the Titans got better tonight." I totally
oh, absolutely.
Agree with that. This is a great offensive foundation piece. And it's not Jeremiah Love, and it's not a dynamic weapon that changes your offense. But it is a dynamic weapon that changes your offense, just in a very different way.
I'm excited about having a wide receiver, man.
Yeah. Imagine if he pans out, like, for real. Imagine. This does feel a lot like Joe Alt, Malik Nabers, though. You know what I mean? And then we got J.C. Latham, and we were happy with it.
Oh, wow.
I told you it would be delayed. I think that's pretty obvious and smart of them to do that.
I think it's fine. I have no problem with it.
I mean, they need corners, and Delane is a freaking corner of all corners. He was only targeted like 10 times this season. I don't know if that's true. but he didn't get targeted very much. I guess I need to change the thumbnail of this stream because it's a picture of Arvel Reese and Jeremiah Love. Probably should make that a picture of Carnell Tate, don't you think, Justin?
Yeah, definitely should.
Definitely should, right? Carnell frickin' Tate. That's pretty cool, man. I mean, I remember I'm Texas fan, obviously, watching the first game of the season, Ohio State against Texas, and it's kind of close in the first quarter, defense playing hard, and then Ohio State explodes on one drive with a massive downfield play to who else but Carnell Tate making a leaping grab over the back of a Texas defender, hanging in the air. I remember watching that and thinking, like, dang, I wonder if the Titans will have a shot at this guy. This is, you know, back in, like, September, like, Labor Day weekend. And wow, did they ever have a chance at that guy? He's the newest Tennessee Titan, Justin. It's kind of crazy. It's us sinking
in. Very cool. Right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to casually update our thumbnail while we're live on the air right now because we want other people to check in. And if people see a picture of Jeremiah Love and Arvel Reese on the cover, they may not check in because they're going to be like, whoa, we didn't pick those guys. Why do we care about hearing the reaction to those guys? So might as well make this picture Carnell Tate. You know what I mean? Man, it's pretty wild. Carnell Tate, the Titans. The Tennessee Titans drafted a wide receiver at number 4 overall. Highest picked wide receiver since? Could you answer that?
I don't know. Yeah, because I guess he went 4. Corey Davis went 5. I don't know.
He might be the highest. Should I ask AI? See what they have to say. What? I'm asking Claude right now. What is the highest that the Tennessee Titans have drafted a wide receiver? Highest pick. Let's find out. Let's find out. We got a super chat, Justin. Oh, we did that one already. Here we go. Oh my goodness gracious. Walmart man says, maybe Tate can remind the other wide receivers how to catch the dang ball. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe Calvin Ridley will watch him catching the ball and be like, oh, right, that's how you do it. We got one from here from S. Flowery. Oh my goodness gracious. $9.99 Super Chat. I wanted Love, but I'm so happy we are supporting Cam instead of going D at 4. I agree. I really agree with that.
I agree too.
That they did so much in free agency on defense that it always felt like that it was a setup to go offense. But I just wasn't sure that would be a receiver. I don't know why, especially after they brought Ridley back. I didn't think it was going to be a receiver. Corey Davis was 5th overall, Alex. That is correct. People are saying highest since Burks. Well, that doesn't make sense. Burks was, what, the 16th pick? 18th pick? Something like that. We know Davis was a 5th. Chase went 5th as well, but I'm not talking about the highest receiver drafted.
Yeah, we're talking about the highest for the Titans.
Correct. What was the Titans' last pick this high? In 1965, the Oilers, with the 2nd overall pick, took Lawrence Elkins out of Baylor. Come on, Justin. Wow. You wrote the book about the 1965 Oilers. You should know.
I don't remember that. I'm going to be blunt.
If you're new to the show, check out Justin's book. It's called Titans of the South. Go buy it. It's a full history illustrated of the Oilers Titans. And you should buy it because it's a really nice piece. I have it back here. You can't see it. If I do this, now you can see it. It's right here. Check it out. Go buy it. Sorry I took you off screen, Justin. Don't be mad. C. Wagner, I don't even hate the pick, but it was never really something I thought would happen, so I'm still in shock. Oh my goodness gracious. I kind of agree. I am kind of in shock too. Like, again, it's not setting in. All right, Matthew Nolan wants to know, is Carnell Tate any good? Justin, do you want to take this question? Is Carnell Tate any good?
I think Carnell Tate is very good. I've said all along that he was the number one receiver in this class. He's physical, he's big, he's fast, he's vertical. He averaged 17 yards per catch this past season. I think he can operate out of the X. I think he can operate from the Z. He's a big time contested catch winner. I think he's a good separator. There's a lot to like about Carnell Tate's game. The one hang up is probably a lack of yards after catchability. There's not a whole lot of.
It's the elusiveness. He doesn't break tackles. Because I think saying there's not a lot of yards after catch, it's true. Objectively, it's true. But it's not like he's Tyler Lockett, where he's going to catch the ball and go down, or he's going to catch the ball and avoid contact or run out of bounds. He just doesn't do a great job of evading people in the open field. So he does get tackled fairly easily. But he's also a hell of a receiver. I kind of think Davante Adams-y a bit, with the route running technician-ness, the big, strong, sure, contested catch winner hands, and the kind of ability, like if he catches a slant and there's nobody there, he'll take that slant for a long ways. But if there's a safety over the middle, like a hook safety robber there to light him up, he's not going to make that guy miss most of the time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I agree. I think he's a good player, a really good player. I've got no problems with the pick, especially with Love off the board.
Right. And that's a huge part of it for me anyway. Man, what a crazy sport we cover, Justin. It really is just a crazy sport. How much longer do you want to be on? Because we don't need to do this for that much longer unless there's interest from the people in us doing this for that much longer.
Yeah, if you want to do just a couple minutes, that's fine with me. If you want to hop off now, that's fine with me.
Yeah, what's up with I'm updating the thumbnail, so I'm not really following what's going on in the chat. I'm just
Sonny Styles goes to the Commanders at 7. Now we've got the Saints coming up here.
Sonny Styles to the Commanders. Okay, that was widely speculated as being.
I'm glad the Titans didn't do it, in all honesty.
I'm extremely glad. And now I'm interested in what they'll do at 35. Obviously, a lot has to happen between now and then before we will be able to really assess what they're going to do. But, like, do they still go with that interior offensive lineman? Do they go with the linebacker if Jacob Rodriguez doesn't go in the first round? Like, I don't want to say that their options are wide open, but they're kind of wide open. I guess they would have been wide open no matter what they did with that pick. I felt like they had to get an interior O-line upgrade if they took Love, just because, again, you want to maximize the fact that you're taking a running back at 4 overall. But now that they didn't take Love, like, and they didn't take defense either, we always thought it was Edge or Love, right? And it's not Edge or Love. That's kind of crazy. That is just crazy. Man, this is the craziest sporting event. Just thinking about it, like, it's impossible to do a perfect March Madness bracket, right, Justin? It's impossible. The odds are like...
Yeah, it's impossible.
The odds are greater than winning, or worse, I don't know, harder than winning the lottery twice. That's how hard it is to get a perfect March Madness bracket.
Right.
You know what's even harder than that? Accurately predicting like 16 NFL draft picks in the first round. Like, it is the most unpredictable thing. But we did it. We took a receiver who wasn't really expected to be taken here. I mean, I'm still in shock. Justin, we're going to be live tomorrow morning, right? 10:30 a.m., just like any given Friday, any other Friday on the calendar.
I believe that's the plan.
We would be going live in the morning. So we will have time to sort of sit with this, digest it, let it start to feel a little more real. And we'll come back tomorrow morning with some thoughts on the pick, with some thoughts on where the Titans are going to go at pick 35. I do want to get this thumbnail finished here, so I'm just finishing that up real quickly, so people actually tune into this thing. Other than those of you watching now, who we appreciate more than you all know. I mean, again, we're doing this for you guys. Being live during the draft. Mello, give me your prediction for Mammoth versus Knights. Oh my goodness gracious.
What does that mean? What is Mammoth? Oh, the Utah, oh, the Vegas, the hockey playoff series. The Knights, I don't think the Mammoth are not ready to compete. The Vegas Golden Knights are winning that series.
Smash Adams. Oh my goodness gracious.
Picking Tate at 1.4 means it could have been Love, but opens so many more options with the later picks, especially the second round pick, maybe O-line. Yeah, that is a great point that we hadn't actually talked about. We hadn't mentioned this, but we weren't sure if the Titans were going to take a receiver at all in this draft or before day three.
That's true. Was the smokescreen.
There was a smokescreen out there that said the Titans are interested in upgrading their receiver room, but not till later on. I think that was Jordan Reed or one of the ESPN guys who had that. So that's interesting. They totally went against that, obviously. I do think, like, I will take this to my grave, I guess, that they would have picked Jeremiah Love if the Cardinals didn't, because they went offense. They didn't take Reese. I can't believe they didn't take Reese. Arvell Reese was on the board and they didn't take him. Their biggest need, the most premium position. It's wild. That is wild.
Yeah, I thought if Reese was on the board, they'd go Reese. I don't mind, though. I really don't.
Me neither. Woodrin the Pootie asks, is the wide receiver room complete? What's next?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's got to be, right? It's got to be.
It's got to be. There's not room for another wide receiver in there. Wampu with another $5 chat. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you, Wampu. Get some good rest, gents. Never trust birds. Birds aren't real. I do agree. Birds are government plants. They're definitely all robots. This is a good point here. Pitbull Clark, why have two projects at one position? You draft Femi Oladejo in the second round next year. Very much a project. You bring in Arvell Reese. Yeah, that's a great point. You're working with two guys that you are not sure can go out there and execute at the level that you need because they're both making a position switch. So that's a good point. That could be why they didn't want to take Reese. He can't set the edge on the run. Who, Arvell Reese? I disagree. Arvell Reese has an incredible ability to anchor, to knock back, pulling guards and tackles in the run game, tight end. I mean, Arvell Reese is going to be a dang good player. Just maybe not this year. Yeah, Jimmy Bobby, I think the Tate pick says a lot about how they view Reese. I kind of agree.
I agree.
Tate would have gone in the next 2 to 3 picks. I agree. But I think seven was his floor. If he made it to Washington, I think Washington would have taken him.
I think so,
I
too.
Agree I mean, with this.
Yeah, seven was the floor.
Sorry, Justin. I think we might have a slight lag here. But Cryptic Texan says, Jets screwed this up taking Bailey. Arizona would have taken Bailey if Jets had taken Reese, and
maybe
we'd have Love.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll never know. But I do. I guess I can feel that in my heart. But we'll never actually know. Yes, this is true from Dave Man Hawaii. The Titans beat the Cardinals due to a pre-celebration drop. And look at that. Amari DiMercato, a running back, gave the Cardinals the number 3 pick instead of the number 4 pick. And they drafted his replacement. Just goes to show. Just goes to show. Giants were all over Tate with neighbors coming off that ACL. Yes and no. I mean, we're not sure what they were all over because they were also all over Tyson, apparently. But we talked about that this morning, how I thought that was kind of smoke. Bro, Tate is not Jerry Rice. I mean, I don't know who's saying Tate
is
Jerry Rice. But yeah, nobody's Jerry Rice. I mean, Tate is an excellent route runner. He's great at beating press coverage. He has incredible hands. He does not drop the ball. He wins contested balls. He doesn't create explosive plays after the catch. That's his limitation. I'm not saying he's a perfect player. I don't even know if he's a wide receiver one. I don't know how well he can beat press man coverage at the NFL level. I don't know if
Gordon
he's beating
Tyson to the Saints, by the way. Wow.
Whoa. I never saw that coming. My Neither mock is in shambles. I got the first pick, right? I got the first pick, right? Wow, I did not expect the Saints to take Tyson. That's kind of crazy. All right, I'm updating our YouTube title and thumbnail right now. Y'all go check out the new thumbnail here in a second. It's going to be pretty sweet. It is going to be pretty sweet. It's Carnell Tate times 2. And I'm uploading it now. Oh, wait, I didn't export it yet. What am I doing, man? I'm all over the place. It's almost like
hosting a live show while trying to work on graphics is not the easiest thing in the world to do. Meanwhile, Justin doesn't even hear what I'm saying. Justin is so locked in on the articles he's writing. It's like, I just finished
the first article. I told you this was going to be hard, and you were like, it's going to be fine.
It is fine. It's fine. Who cares? We're hanging in. We're watching the draft. I haven't even paid attention to a single pick since we took Carnell Tate, but hey, we're watching the draft.
To be honest with you, I got my beer here.
What's wrong with it? The people in here are having fun. I hope. Let us know in the comments if you're not having fun.
I think people are having fun. There's 350 people in here.
Damn, look at you guys. Make sure you hit subscribe. Did I say that already? I did. I know. Who do y'all see Tate's ceiling equivalent? I mean, it's really hard to say, honestly. I just compared him to Davante Adams, right? I think Davante Adams is a realistic ceiling comparison. That is at one point, you know, before you're 34 years old, which Davante Adams is now, top 10 receiver in the NFL. Adams was widely heralded as the best route runner in the NFL for a long time, especially when he was playing with Aaron Rodgers. You know, it was a guy that was a second-round pick. It took a bit to develop. Tate, obviously, going number 4 overall. Like, that puts bigger expectations on him. When you go number 4 overall at wide receiver, your future better include becoming the highest paid receiver in football, or else you were overdrafted. Is that what Carnell Tate can be? Like, can Carnell Tate be in the conversation with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and Puka Nacua and Jaxon Smith-Njigba? Possibly. I mean, the Ohio State pipeline has been legit. So I think that there is a chance that Carnell Tate could become a top 12 to 15 wide receiver in the NFL. I don't think he's going to be in that elite tier. And I do think breaking tackles and or evading tackles is why. The inability to actually do that. Justin, I need to do something.
I can talk for a second. I just published my first piece, so I'm going to try to talk. Balin with the super chat tip says, you boys are awesome. Thanks for creating an awesome community for us to laugh, cry, and tighten up with. We appreciate that, Dalen. That's exactly what we're trying to create here. So we really appreciate that very much for you saying that. Thank you so much.
I was going to clear the whiteboard, and then I just had a thought that Dan Hansis probably wants me to save that for Heed the Call. So I'll do that later tonight. I'll be live with Dan Hansis, Mark Sessler, and Connor Orr, recapping the entire first round of the draft. And that'll be fun, so make sure you guys come in for that. Justin, the Browns are up. Pick number 9. This is my next chance, my best chance since Bailey went second, to accurately predict this pick in my mock draft. Can we please get Spencer Fano to the Browns? Please. Please. Spencer Fano to the Browns. Please.
Sorry, I just got hit with an unexpected snag.
Snag.
Give me one second.
Yeah, baby! Spencer Fano! All right, Justin, I think we can bring this thing in for a landing here. 52 minutes in. Nailed it. Graver says titanizing. Yeah, I did that one. You guys want to know?
I think so too.
Next? I have next Caleb Downs to the Giants. Think they'll do that?
Yeah, Caleb Downs still here. Maybe 10 to the Giants? Yeah, I guess they took Reese. They could reunite them.
It would be cool if they took him because I mocked it. Not really any other reason that I care.
You know, there's probably people out there who have like 6 out of 9 picks right in their mock. I mean, there's a lot of people who had Bailey, Love. I don't know if anybody's going to have, I don't know, there's probably some people with Tyson to the Saints. I don't know, we're getting kind of, it gets dicey there. I wonder, should I check out the Huddle leaderboard just for the hell of it?
Sorry, bear with me here.
Let's see how people are doing. Man, Scott Atkins and Lance Zierlein have 7 out of 9 correct so far.
Wow.
Maui Noah to the Giants.
Right tackle, I mean, hey.
People said that that could happen. I mean, I'm not going to act like I'm shocked. I wasn't exactly expecting it. I mean, they signed Jermaine Eliminor on a big contract. I think they're going to stick Maui Noah at guard. I don't think they're taking him to play tackle, which is interesting that they didn't take. Everyone was starting to mock Ioane to them, if I'm saying that right. Still don't know how to say Vega Ioane. Ioane? Ioane? Something like that. Miami could take Caleb Downs. If they don't, does Dallas take Caleb Downs? Or does Miami take Reuben Bain? I have Miami taking Delane. That's obviously not happening. I have the Cowboys taking Reuben Bain. So I'd very much like the Dolphins to not screw that up for me right here. Oh my goodness gracious. Cash Mula wants to ponder the question, which OSU wide receiver has a better NFL career, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Carnell Tate? There is a funny Cardinals.
The Dolphins
Titans.
Are trading the pick to Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Dallas moves up one pick from 12 to 11. That's
they
a
must have
bit
really
weird.
Wanted to make sure they got Caleb Downs.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know.
Wow. Okie dokie. Is that another super chat? It sure is. Oh my goodness gracious. Taylor Gamino, thanks for going live all week. Pour one out for Mason Kinsey. Yeah, Mason Kinsey and possibly Xavier Restrepo. Is anybody going to talk about that? Send Wandale Robinson, you draft Carnell Tate. What a makeover for that room. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Calvin Ridley, who only played, what, 5-6 games last year before breaking his ankle after missing time in the middle of the season and coming back and breaking his ankle. Is that what happened? That's what happened, right? If the Cryptic Texan, if the Titans don't drastically improve the next 2 years and Tate busts, this could be the beginning of the end for Borgonzi. Look, yeah, I mean, if the Titans are bad for 2 more years and the first round fourth overall pick from the 2026 draft is bad, then yeah, the GM probably gets fired and probably deserves to be fired. I'm curious why, I mean, that's kind of a, no offense or anything, appreciate you being here, kind of a duh statement. It's not really, you know, if the Titans win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years, then Borgonzi probably gets extended, you know, like. Feels like an overreaction. Suffer in Your Jocks says, Tate feels like the most bust-proof pick, but with a lower upside than some others available. We talked about that. We talked about that not when we had a Carnell Tate episode. We did a Carnell Tate episode, and we said that he is a very safe prospect with a very high floor, and that's the argument for taking him, is that I think he's going to be a good NFL receiver. I don't know that he'll be a great NFL receiver, but yeah. All right, I've threatened to end this a few times. I think we're finally going to do it. We're closing in on 1 hour.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you guys tuning in here. Justin, we got to talk about tomorrow night. I don't really have plans to be live tomorrow night. F. Hovick says, I still haven't stopped crying, my poor, poor love. I get it, man. I thought I was going to break out into tears right here on a live stream. Yes, titanizing. We will definitely do something like this at some point. A breakdown of how receivers can develop in the NFL. And look at Smash Adams coming through with a $10 super chat at the buzzer. Oh my goodness gracious.
Wow.
Tate has Ward. Who is throwing the ball to Harrison Jr.? Brian Daboll is the OC as well with his first choice at quarterback. Let's see how the rest of the draft falls. Great points. Great points. I hope they continue adding to the offense. Again, offensive line, they need it. My question about Carnell Tate. What's his off-script improvisational route-running abilities? What are those like? He's got to get on the same page with Cam Ward. ASAP, right? They really want us to be live tomorrow. I don't know. My fiance might threaten to call off the wedding if we're live on a Thursday night and a Friday night. And I got to be live on Saturday afternoon for Heed the Call. And I got to be live later tonight for Heed the Call. It's a lot. There's a lot of football stuff happening here. Way months away from the season. Okay, that's going to do it for us here at the Music City Audible. We appreciate everybody for tuning in, hanging out with us, crying together. We win together, we lose together as a team. We are a team here, the Audible Army. Shout out to Gary Soto, commander of our troops. You guys all need to respect Gary because he's the commander. Yeah, it's a bot position. He paid for it. Yeah, he didn't earn
it. It's a bot reaction.
But it is what it is. You know, that's how the world works.
All right.
Money talks, people.
I'm going to run.
Okay. Peace out, everybody. Y'all know what to do. Stay safe and tighten up.
A Broadway Sports Media production.